Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stastny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trevor. The former blockup has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Got a good one lined up for you today. Rick Venturi, one of the best in the business at breaking down football, former coach with the Rams, with the Saints, with Northwestern, just really one of the most provocative talk show guests you can possibly ask for. We're excited about Rick Venturi joining us at 10:30. Chris Kerber on the Blues at 10:45. Martin will be here at 11. Dr. Rick at 11:20. And Bob Ramsey live from New York at 11:40. If you would like to be a part of this program, we have the Maryville University phone lines. We appreciate them being a part of the program. Go to maryville.edu for more information. 855-282-8255. Winning streak text line, that same number, 855-282-8255. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. Best I have felt about the team all season long. How about for all of you? I mean, it has to be, right? It's their first three-game win streak. They got their superstar motivated. They got some goaltenders playing well. They dominated the Stanley Cup champions. They got goals from the unexpected and the expected. Take a listen.
And he gets it in deep. Barbashev back of the goal in front. He scores. He tucked it in somehow. And Barbashev makes it 1-1. He got it under the body of Coughlin. As Tarasenko hits the line, great pass to Dunn, and he walks in, they score, hit Shen, I believe, and the Blues have taken a 2-1 lead, and here come the Blues again for Sundquist, trying to slide it through O'Reilly, and now Dunn in front, wide open, Perron, backhander, and he scores, what a play by David Perron, and the Blues, and O'Reilly fights down low in front, Tarasenko wide open, and a shot, and he scores! Tarasenko, a power play goal, and the Blues lead 4-1.
I think our mentality's changed. We're a north team now. We control the puck in the offensive zone a lot. You know, we shoot the puck and get to the net. That's our game. And you know, when we don't have it, we do a good job defending. Keep teams on the outside as much as possible. Limit shots.
Yep, 37-29 last night. 29 shots by one of the most explosive teams in the National Hockey League. Did you happen to see the Capitals' goal last night, though? Brian, were you watching it all?
I turned it on after it was 1-0. I missed the first goal.
Did you happen to see it? I'm telling you, Ovechkin really reminded me of Brett on that one-timer. I mean, he just unleashed in that big high follow-through and takeaway. It was just, wow, is he fun to watch. And, you know, at first everybody was, like, really concerned. Oh, they started Jake. And we all thought it was not a good idea. But you think about it, Ovechkin's done that 640 times in his career. It's okay to give up a goal to Alexander Ovechkin. The biggest goal, though, last night may be the last one. Although the game was basically decided, keep the superstar hot. 3 goals in 2 games. I know he does play better, Vladimir Tarasenko, in front of Alexander Ovechkin. But that was just another high-skill Tarasenko shot. He's feeling it. He may get 2 tonight. But the story is 3 in a row, first time all season. And let's give the coach credit. You know, nobody liked this idea in goal. Nobody except Jake. But Jake beat the Caps 11 days prior and was quite good last night. Who knows? Maybe Jake Allen is like every human being on the face of the earth right now. You tend to get a little hungrier when you're close to losing your job. And he responded last night. Lap two. Slew tonight. They bust from Philly to New York. Texted with Brian Kunderman, their fine sports information director. And I said, anything interesting going on? Did you guys do anything fun in those big cities? Maybe see Jason Tatum play? I mean, he was in action last night in the area. Nope. Just business, he said. Yep, they just practiced. Ate and studied. Well, maybe not even studied. They're not in school. Where are they? But all they did was practice. It's about staying undefeated. It's about beating winless Fordham tonight. Now you think, well, you know, Fordham's no good. They should win. But it's a conference road game. In the past, they don't win these games. They're going to win tonight. I'm excited. I mean, let's see them run the table in the conference. Is it possible? Yes, likely, no. I mean, there are some good teams in this conference. And the Billikens are not the only undefeated team left in this conference. Davidson and Dayton also are. So we'll see if Hassan French can continue to stay hot. Let's have a perfect week. Let's win on Friday night, and then let's get some top 25 consideration. You'd be 4-0 in the conference. Lap three. I am not a Kansas fan, not a Kansas basher. And I've said this before, of all the really elite coaches out there, Bill Self may be the guy you'd want to have a beer with. I mean, I don't know of his innocence or guilt in this FBI thing. I don't know that at all. But I'm watching the game last night, mainly because I needed a few highlights of Courtney Ramey from Webster Groves, and he provided them, by the way. He had 10 points. He was, you know, just controlling the game at times for a freshman. He was tossing dimes all over the place. Hit a big three to cut it to two in the waning moments. He's going to be just fine at the University of Texas. They have some pretty good shooting guards, so Courtney's not playing 40 minutes. He's a terrific player, though. Anyway, I covered the University of Kentucky for 7 years. So I was at Rupp Arena every night to see 23,000 people. Was at Louisville quite a bit, too, at Freedom Hall, and saw about 20,000. And a lot of games I saw at the University of Indiana at Assembly Hall for Kentucky, and that was something else. But the atmosphere for a Kansas basketball game. Now, granted, I have not been to Cameron for a game. But the atmosphere for a game at Kansas is the best I've ever seen. I think I may have mentioned this before, but every game they have on the big scoreboard, Bill Self, as he starts, it's the camera is on the locker room, okay? And you're watching in the arena on the big board, and you see the locker room door open up, then you see Bill Self walk out, and people start to cheer a little bit. And then you see Bill Self on the big board walking down the runway, and it starts to get a little bit louder. And then Bill Self hits the court, and it's the crescendo. And it's like that every game. It's unbelievable. So Kansas may have some issues, and I know Mizzou fans may not like him at all, but boy, what an atmosphere. And it was on display last night as Kansas held on for another victory. You know what's amazing, too, about Kansas? Is there, you know, one or two or three in the country, and you look at the NBA mock drafts, they got maybe one guy going late in the second. I mean, I'm not saying he's just out-coaching everybody and he's overachieving. I mean, he's got really good players, but he doesn't all the time have, like, lottery picks. And he's always right there at the top. All right, lap four. We are your radio station for the New Orleans Saints. What a matchup on Saturday. Two 500-point teams who combined for 80. Who combined for 80 in their last game. And the Rams are becoming more of a ground-and-pound team with C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley, who each had 100 last week. But New Orleans' duo is just as good, Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram Jr. It's really close. Best matchup, though, kind of oddly, is the head coach of the Saints versus the cornerback of the Rams. Sean Payton said about Marcus Peters that he liked the matchup of Peters trying to cover Michael Thomas. You know why he liked it? Because Michael Thomas caught 12 balls for 211 yards. 12 balls for 211 yards. And Peyton, who's got a lot of bravado in him, said, boy, I like that matchup. Yeah, so would I. He was destroyed. He was embarrassed. And then Marcus Peters responded by saying this.
Tell Sean Payton, keep talking that shit. We're going to see him soon. You feel me?
Fair enough.
Yeah, because I like what he was saying on the sidelines, too. So tell him, keep talking that shit. And I hope he see me soon. You feel me? And then we're going to have a good little, nice little ball of gumbo together.
Hmm. Well, you're going to see him soon. 12 catches, 211 yards. You know, if you give up 12 catches for 211 yards, and I'm not saying everyone was on Peters, but I don't think you're allowed to talk after the game. You know, I don't think you're allowed to show your face. You know what you do? You take a shower, you put on your suit, and you go to the bus, and you don't say a word. Even if the media wants you to, no, you're not allowed to talk. 12 catches, 211 yards. Now, I think that Coach Phillips, the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams, is probably not going to put Peters on Thomas. Tlaib is back. But Keith Kirkwood, they got other weapons there with the New Orleans Saints. I think Sean Payton's going to find out where is Peters on the field, and let's go after him. Let's go after that guy. You know, matchups are just better with hatred. I mean, life is not, but sporting events are. You know that Peters, honestly, you know, hates Peyton with every fiber in his being. And you know that Peyton, after that little bite, would like to have his receivers torch Peters. Now he wants to win the game first, but one of the ways is to go right at Peters, who's been brutal. You know, by the way, I will say this. Ndamukong Suh did not have a very good year, by all accounts. Do you know that on Saturday night, he was unbelievable. I mean, he looked like the Ndamukong Suh that, you know, he was 3 or 4 years ago. So that's why the Rams, that's one of the reasons why the Rams won the game, is Suh looked like an absolute stud. I mean, you could argue that he was better than Aaron Donald for that night. Boy, is this going to be fun. Thank goodness the Billikens don't play on Saturday afternoon. I'm not going to miss a play. So I asked this yesterday. Are there any Rams supporters out there? How could you be? I know Stan in Abilene, Texas. You know what? If you're in Texas and you really don't see what Kroenke did and tried to do and see it up close and personal, I can understand. And I guess if you're on the payroll like Tuna, you know, if you're getting paid, who knows? Anyway, I am a Saints fan. Can we hear that song one more time, please?
Who that say gonna beat them Saints? Who that?
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. You know I want to be in that number. Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
All right. Lap 5. I believe in second chances, and I believe Kareem Hunt deserves one and will get one. Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Bears, was his offensive coordinator in Kansas City. He saw the greatness of Kareem Hunt up close and personal. He likes him, and they have talked. There's no defense for ever putting your hands on a woman. She did go at him, though, but he screwed up. He did. But his career shouldn't end because of that. His life shouldn't end because of that instance at age 25 or so. Get him help. See if there's remorse. Let him do a public apology. And he really has already, but he deserves another chance. He needs to go to a place and to a coach that will embrace him and just be smart. I'd hate to be judged on the worst 15 seconds of my life. Good luck to Kareem Hunt. All right, lap six. Stream of consciousness. Hey, congratulations to the Bomarito Automotive family and Gateway Motorsports Park. They have agreed to extend their deal to 2021 for the Bomarito 500. And why not? I mean, when you pack the place, when you have an economic impact, or this is the way they phrase it, because they don't count every dollar. Events in similar size and scope mean about $40 million in terms of economic impact to a city. So it's good for the city. It's been great for Gateway Motorsports Park, and I'm sure John Bomarito would agree. It's been great for the Bomarito people. We're excited about that. Brian was the one who was really, really high on Onesto. And, Brian, it is really paying a big dividend on our Facebook. We're up to 28,000 views right now. And the all-time record for Frank's Food Picks is 200,000 by Crown Candy.
Uh-huh.
Second is Beastcraft Barbecue. We've sampled some of their food. They're great at 100,000. And many of the others have been in that 25 to 30 range. This one's got a chance to maybe get to 40 or 50. So we're excited. And if you haven't been there, it is really...
I need to watch it, actually. I haven't had a chance to...
Yeah, you're going to get hungry. Yeah. It's the Rustic Ziti. But there's plenty of shots of... the tiramisu and the homemade sangria and some really good stuff. All right. Finally, last night, I closed out my evening by watching a little bit of Ray Donovan. I usually do that every night now because I'm only on season three. And, you know, let's face it, Ray Donovan's about, it's kind of an evil thing. Everybody's always in trouble, like you're one step away from being put in the slammer forever and everything. So last night, I had this dream that I was getting fired from KFNS. And it was and it was so real that I woke up in the middle of the night, like for a split second, and then I went right back to going to bed, and I continued the dream. And so it was such a disturbing dream. And I pictured, I was at the Post-Dispatch, Cusumano fired. And then I had this dream of me calling the sponsors saying, I'm no longer with the station where our relationship is over. I had to actually get up. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Had some pistachio nuts for a while. And then the dogs and I went out. I mean, have you ever had a dream where it's so disturbing that you got to, like, get up and realize it is not a dream? I mean, it is a dream. You just got to end this thing. Have you ever had something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it was the opposite of you. I actually had, like, I won some money, or it was some sort of dream where I came into some money, whether it be a lotto or something, and I woke up really happy, and then I realized I'm actually going to KFNS.
That's good. How about you, Brian?
I know I've had that before. I can't think of any specific. I'm bad at remembering dreams. I know I've had the wake up and then like, okay, just take a little walk around the house to try to gather things and then go back to bed.
And I do think it's a direct relation to watching Ray Donovan and all these people just so close to having their lives. And I'll tell you, it's all right. Why don't we take a short time out before we go to break, though? Quick couple of business items. I do want to tell you about Westminster Christian Academy. They got a big game tonight. They're hosting Priory, big metro game. And they're coached by Dale Ribble, one of the best in the business. He'll go against Bob McCormick tonight. But that Westminster campus, those Priory kids will get a chance to see the most beautiful campus in St. Louis. 997-2900 is the phone number. The website is wcastl.org. You can set up a shadowing procedure for your son or daughter and let them visit this gorgeous, I mean gorgeous, campus in Town and Country. We'll take a short time out, some hardcore football conversation with Rick Venturi next.